弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace be with all brothers and sisters.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考，蒙神所拯救的百姓是有福的。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to study with all of you. Blessed is the people who is saved by God.
我们现在请翻开《申命记》三十三章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33.
申命记三十三章，请读二十九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 33, please read verse 29.
三十三章二十九节，以色列啊，你是有福的。谁像你这蒙神所拯救的百姓呢？他是你的盾牌，帮助你，是你威荣的刀剑。你的仇敌必投降你，你必踏在他们的高处。
29. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, and the sword of your majesty. Your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down their high places.
这个是神人摩西在他要死以前，最后跟以色列百姓祝福的话里面的结论。
And this is the man of God, Moses.And before he departed away, this is the conclusion of his blessing to the people of Israel.
我们昨天才刚刚读完《申命记》。
And yesterday we just finished reading the book of Deuteronomy.
那在今天开始就是读诗篇九十篇了。
And starting today, we'll be studying the book of Psalms.
第九十篇。
Chapter 90.
那申命记最后这两章，三十三章跟三十四章。基本上是最后的补述，就是这个申命记结束之后，后面的人再把它补上去的，应该是这样。
And the last two chapter of Deuteronomy, chapter 33 and 34, is after the conclusion of the book, and later on people added up these two chapters.
因为第32章第48节那个时候当神要百姓要摩西。最后写一篇做见证的歌之后，写完歌跟百姓教导完之后，那一天神就要摩西上山去了。
Because God instructed Moses to draw a song for the people of Israelites, and after that, Moses went up to the mountain.
因为第四十八节，当日神就吩咐摩西，你要上到这个尼波山去，在那里你就要死了。
Because in verse 48, then the Lord spoke to Moses that very same day, saying, go up to the mountain, and then he passed away.
所以摩西应该是唱完歌然后就在众人眼前呢就独自上山然后他就没有下来了。
Therefore, after Moses have sung the song, he went up to the mountain in front of all the people, and he never...came down from the mountain.
那三十四章就在描述摩西他上山的时候神给他所看的这个应许的迦南地那个比较具体的那些美地是什么
And in chapter 34 is a detailed description of what Moses saw on the mountain of the land of Canaan.
那应该也是后面的人给他补上去的，因为摩西他不会再写了。
So,this book later on.
因为神的仆人摩西就已经死在尼波山上了。
Because that time Moses had already died on the mountain.
然后神就亲自为他埋葬。
Of Nebo and God.
神为他埋葬 ，buried him.
And God buried him.
所以没有人知道摩西的坟墓在哪里。
So no one knew where is Moses' tomb.
所以基本上这是摩西最后他所做的工作，完成了神给他的托付，将这篇歌教导百姓让他们世世代代可以传颂，为了要做见证他们将来会这样子离开了神的道，然后惹神发怒，最后他们会有一个很悲惨的结果。
Therefore, this is the instruction of God that Moses will have to tell the Israelites this song, and the description of the song is talking about later on they were departed from the Lord.
那三十三章呢？他第一节特别说，以下是神人摩西在未死之前为以色列百姓所祝的福。
And in chapter 33, verse 1, here recorded, Now this is a blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death.
所以也有可能摩西在讲完教完他们唱歌之后呢，然后就跟他们 一个字拜一个字拜祝福也不一定。
And it's possible after Moses sung the song, and he blessed each tribe individually.
那也有可能这是摩西在教他们唱歌之前就已经跟他们祝福，然后后来把它收集起来，把它归成这一最后这一章。
And it's also possible that Moses blessed them first, and then he present the song to them.
哦，就是这个特别在说，是他当然是他没有死以前，他就为百姓祝，就是他最后的遗言的，对了。
And so that's his last words, his last blessings before he departed from the world.
那所以从第三十三章看起来呢，这是摩西。最后对百姓所讲的一段非常有恩典的话语。
Therefore, in chapter 33 is the last words conclusion that he said to the people of Israelites, and these are the words of grace.
那如果我们有读第三十三章，我们就发现这个整章的内容都是祝福的话，都没有咒诅的信息。
And if you've read chapter 33, you will realize throughout the whole chapter, it's about the words of blessing, and there's no curse.
那他所讲的他所祝福的基本上也是根据雅各他们的祖先雅各在创世纪四十九章对他这十二个儿子所预言的这个这些信息为基础，然后之后摩西强调这个神赐的福气。
And if you read through the content of these of the psalm, it's also based on Jacob's blessing to his 12 sons, and it's based on that foundation.
那是记载在创世纪四十九章里面的。
And it's recorded in Genesis chapter 49.
那他对摩西，他对这个百姓祝福完之后他最后下了结论，就是说，说以色列啊，你们是有福的，因为你们是蒙神拯救的人。
After he blessed the Israelites, his conclusion is that Israel, you are a nation that's blessed because you're saved by God.
没有人像你们这样子。
And there's no other nation like you.
也就是说。你们在这个万民当中是最特殊的，那其实也是被神分别出来的。
And out of all the nations, you are the most special one. You are specially separated from others.
因为神要成为你的盾牌来帮助你。
And because the Lord will be your shield of your help.
然后神要让你在仇敌面前可以夸胜。
And the Lord will let you triumph in front of your enemies.
所以他最后你的仇敌要投降你，然后你要践踏他们的高处，就是你要。踏在他们的颈项上，所以完全把他们制服。
Later on, your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down their high places, which means that you will conquer them.
那所以这一段三十三章这里面的这些祝福对我们来说非常重要。
Therefore, in chapter 33, these blessings are also very important to us.
因为这是神对他所拣选的百姓所给他们特别的爱。
Because this is God's special love to His special people.
我们今天看到这样的一个祝福，我们想到我们自己，我们今天在主里，在主耶稣里面，我们的也是蒙神所拯救的人。
And when we see the blessing today, we are also people that's being saved by Lord Jesus Christ.
我们因为在主耶稣基督的宝血里面我们是已经被救赎，我们是成为神家里的人，不是客旅，也不是外人了。
And because of His Lord Jesus Christ's precious blood, that we are no longer outsiders, we are in the family of God.
所以因着主耶稣基督，我们现在在神面前的身份就是神的选民。
And because of Lord Jesus Christ, right now in front of God, we have the status that we are the chosen people.
我们现在先看一节加太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3.
三章二十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 26.
三章二十六节说，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。二十七节，你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。二十八节说，并不分犹太人、希利尼人、自主的、为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督耶稣里都成为一了。二十九节，你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
26. For you are all sons of God through faith in Jesus Christ. In Christ Jesus. 27. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. 28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. 29. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
这一段圣经在阐明我们借着主耶稣基督，我们成为属灵的亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And over here, these verses is describing that through Lord Jesus Christ, we become the seed of Abraham, the descendants of Abraham.
那就是神所拣选的拯救的百姓。
And which is the chosen and saved people by God.
那我们就要跟着在像摩西在旧约这个地方所为百姓所祝福的部分，这些福气应该都是我们要承受的。
Therefore, the blessing that Moses have blessed the people of Israel is this blessing.This blessing should also be for us.
那今天我们在主耶稣里面呢，都是成为一，所以没有分支派，说，你是哪个支派，你是哪一族的。
Therefore, today under Lord Jesus Christ, we are all one. And there is no, we do not divide by tribe nor.
我们其实都成为神的祭司了。
We are all the priests of God.
那所以现在我们都是神圣洁的民，是被神所爱的。
And since we are all holy people of God, we are the loved one by God.
那我们现在再看回来《申命记》二三十三章，看这个时候摩西对这一群神的选民，他们当时有按支派，那每一个支派他都给他们祝福。
Let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 33. At the time when Moses gave them blessing, he did the blessing according to tribe by tribe.
那我们在读《申命记》，我们就发现一个重点，就是摩西他讲了很多很多的。他把这个生命 跟死亡摆在他们面前，让他们选择。他那个重点就是，如果你愿意遵行神的吩咐，这样子这些福气都要归在你的身上。
And we'll realize, when Moses gave them this blessing, he put both life and death in front of them, and he said to them, "If you obey God's word, then you will have life."
哦，所以《生命记》，我们用了很多时间在查考这一卷书。我们大家是不是还记得？在十章里面，他讲了一个关键经节的哈。
And we have spent much time studying this book. And do you remember in chapter 10, Moses, in chapter 10, there is a key verse.
神对以色列人所要的是什么
？When what is that God require of the people of Israel?
第十章的十二节。
In chapter 10, verse 12.
以色列啊，现在主你神向你所要的是什么呢？是要你敬畏主你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他，遵守他的诫命律例。
12. And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
13节说，要遵守他的诫命，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你得福。
And to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good.
所以其实这些福气都要给我们，只要我们愿意，真的有信心领受神的这些命令，把它行出来，我们就真的能够得到这所有的福气了。
All these blessings are given to us as long as we have faith, and as long as we believe when we have faith, we act out these statutes, then the blessings will be upon us.
那这些福气如果都是我们能够承受，在地上可以承受，那么就让我们在今生这个短暂的生命里面，真的像圣经所说的是有福、快乐又满足。
And if in this, while we are on this, if we can receive these blessings while we are on earth, then we will indeed be joyful and the fortunate one while living on this earth.
虽然我们的生命很短暂啊。
Even though our life is very, very short.
因为摩西呢，他活到120岁。可是在他的祷告里面，他说我们人一生在这70-80年的生命里面所经过的，也不过是劳苦跟愁烦而已啊。
And even though Moses himself lived up to year 120, he also said that some men will live up to 70 or 80s, but all they can boast about is toil and labor.
因为这是我们人生 的写照，就是我们今天在这个世界里面我们所经过的，其实如果没有神，真的都是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，就像一声叹息就没有了。
And because that's the very fact of man, that all we can boast about is our labor and all our trials. And we're just like a wind, one breath and
就是一声叹息一个 sigh， 就是这样子
一
口气的、
like、
一口气就没有。
It's just like a sighing。
哦，然后所以诗篇九十篇在描述我们真的一生很短呐、啊。诗篇九十篇。
That's why in the book of Psalm chapter 90 is describing how transient our life can be。
他说就像草上的花，早上生长，晚上就枯干了。
And it's just like flower that one day grow and another day wither。
他说像睡一觉而已，所以早上起来啊，这个梦就没有了，就好像夜间的一个很快，人生就过去了。
And just like a short moment at night, that just one brief moment, and then we woke up and everything passed away.
但是你看，在这么短暂的人生里面，如果我们真的能够领受到摩西他在《生命记》三十三章里面所讲的这些福气啊，那我们就这个人生其实是很丰富又很满足。
And since our life is so short, but if we were able to receive the blessing that's recorded in Deuteronomy 33, spoken by Moses, then our life will be very fulfilling.
我们现在就来看神对他的百姓的拯救，以及他所应许要给的福气。
And let's look into the salvation God had prepared for His people, and also the blessing.
三十三章从第二节开始到第五节，这是一开头摩西对神的介绍。
In chapter 33, verse 2-5, this is Moses' introduction of God.
然后等他祝福完了之后，从第二十六节开始啊，到第二十八节啊，他也在介绍这个神是怎样的神。
And after his blessing to the people in verse 26-28, once again he introduced who is this God.
那一开头第一三章第一节就说这是神人摩西为以色列祝的福。
And in the introduction, in the beginning of 33, verse 1, here mentioned Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death.
我们如果看摩西他对神的介绍，我们就知道说他对神的认识有多深了。
When we look into how Moses introduced God, we can see how deep of understanding he had of God.
在整个人类的历史里面，没有一个人他能够对神的认识像摩西这么深入。
Throughout the history of mankind, no man can be like Moses to be able to comprehend God in this in such depth.
三十四章我们看三十四章第十节。
Let's go to chapter 34, verse 10.
以后以色列当中再没有兴起先知像摩西的啊，他是神面对面所认识的。
10. But since then there has not arisen in Israel a prophet like Moses.Whom the Lord knew face to face.
那 这一句话是后面的人他把他对摩西最后的祝 的那个一生的评语，就是说这个人是神面对面认识。
And、
那当然他神也认识他，他也认识神、啊、
And this is people's comments about Moses' life. And over here it's recorded that he knew God and God knew him.
就是在从人的角度来看，没有人像摩西这样的一个经历能够跟神这么亲近，而且就好像嘴对嘴一样，把神的他的话就传给他这样。
And this is through the perspective of man that there is no other man can be like Moses, has such an intimate relationship with God. It's just like they are face to face.
哦，那个在民数记第十二章啊，那时候亚伦跟米利暗啊用话语在毁谤摩西的时候，神亲自跟他们说啊，然后神就。这样子介绍，向米利暗跟亚伦来介绍摩西、啊、是怎么样的人呢、啊、
？In Numbers chapter 12, when Miriam and Aaron they blaspheme against Moses, and this is how God introduced God talk about Moses.
哦，十二章的第八节哈。
In chapter 12, verse 8.
这是神自己说的。
And this is said by God.
我要与他面，他说我要、与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不是用谜语、啊、并且他必看见我的。形象，他说：“你们诽谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢
？”Eight, I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
好，所以你看这里特别强调啊，神跟摩西那个亲密的程度。
And here emphasize what an intimate relationship God had with Moses.
所以他被称为神人，神人是人跟神之间的中保。
That's why Moses is the man of God. He is the mediator between man and God.
从这样一个角色来看，这个摩西其实就是新约时代主耶稣基督的预表。
And under this kind of role, we can say that he is the representation of Lord prefiguration of Lord Jesus Christ of the new in the New Testament.
这是在《生命记》第十八章里面特别预告的啊，主耶稣基督将来会出现，这位先知啊，他来讲的话一定要听他，如果不听他呢，要被治死。这是为什么今天我们要把主耶稣的话语当作非常的要很谨慎的来遵行他呢
？And this also and this.Was also recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 18 of their talk about there will be prophet. You have to heed his sayings, otherwise you'll be put to death. And that's why today we have to listen to the words from our Lord Jesus Christ.
那主耶稣他这个话语啊，他就是这个圣经里面所预言的这一位先知。那在使徒行传第三章特别又被提出来。
And this prophet is talking about.The coming of Lord Jesus Christ, and this prophecy was also spoken in Acts chapter 3.
好啊，所以现在特别要强调说，这个摩西呢，他是神所面对面认识的人。他现在来介绍啊，这位神是谁了
？And now we are talking about how Moses spoke to God face to face, and he is introducing who is this God.
我们先来看回来33章第二节。
Let's go back to chapter 33, verse 2.
他说。神从西乃而来，从西尔向他们显现，从巴兰山发出光辉，从万万圣者中来临，从他右手中为百姓传出烈火的律法。
2. And he said, The Lord came from Sinai, and dawned on them from Seir, and shone on them from Mount Paran, and he came with 10,000 of saints. From his right hand came a fiery law for them.
这里在讲这个神他向百姓显现的经过。神在西乃向百姓显现。
And this talk about how God appeared to His people. He came from Sinai.
那神其实很多次，他就跟百姓一起生活，所以他就用云柱火柱在这当中跟百姓一起走这旷野路的。
He abided with His people, and that's why He appeared in the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire, and He walked with them.
他你看在这个西乃这个巴兰这些都是旷野路，在这些过程当中神都与他们同在，在这张向他们显现，这个就是神跟他们同走这段旅程了。
Both Sinai and Mount Paran they are in the wilderness, and during the while Israelites are on this journey, God abide with them and walk with them.
但其实神是从万万的圣者中来临，就是说神是从天上来的，在这个被神所分别出来的万万的圣者，这是神所分别为圣的天上，所以他是住在天上至高之处，现在来到百姓当中。
But our God is the Almighty God. He lived in heaven, and He came with 10,000 of saints.
然后他现在说，他为百姓传出烈火的律法。
And He came with a fiery law for His people.
那这个律法本身其实是特别指的，在这个。生命记里面就这么一次，他特别讲到是神的那个旨意的哈，神的那个 decree 就是他的那个诏书，就是他把他的那个天上应该百姓要遵行的，给他们知道啊，他说像烈火一样的神的旨意。
And in the book of Deuteronomy, talk about this law is the decree of God, and this is the law of heaven, and God brought it down and for His people to follow.
那这个烈火的律法，因为神本身就像烈火，所以《生命记》四章二十四节就说神是烈火，是祭邪的神啊。
And because God Himself is is fire, is
consuming fire.
Consuming fire is recorded in chapter 4, verse 24, and He is the jealous God.
这是为什么？你看他现在神所给的那个旨意，他说烈火的律法，因为是从这个神的这个特质里面所。衍生出来的他的旨意，他要百姓去遵行的，啊，这个神的意思了。
And under this special characteristic of God, He brought forth His law. That's why over here describe the law as the fiery law from God.
这样一个神哦，这个至高的神，他现在疼爱他所拣选的百姓。
And this highest God from heaven, He loved the people that He have chosen.
他说，众圣徒第三节说，在他的手中，他。众圣都是被他捧在手中，很珍贵的。
And that's why in verse 3 he recorded he loves the people.
啊，这位
and saints are in his hand.
好，那这样这样这个神呢、啊？他说让百姓坐在他的脚下来领受他的言语，这个就是神把他的那个律法传给百姓知道，做他们的产业。
And this God he also let his people sit by his feet and let them receive his words, which is giving them his decrees and letting them have his inheritance.
所以第四节就说，摩西把这个律法传给我们，作为雅各会众的产业。
And that's why in verse 4, Moses commanded a law for us, a heritage of the congregation of Jacob.
所以现在神的这些话语，他这些他的旨意，要成为百姓拥有的产业，就是说他们的，是他们的一部分，这是非常尊贵的。这个跟世界上的那些物质不一样的。
And that's why God led his law to be an inheritance for the people, and this is something that's not of this world.
所以今天我们如果了解我们所认识的这位神呢，认识我们所啊拯救我们这位神呢。
Therefore, today, if we can truly understand the God that saved us,
他给我们的这些吩咐，我们会觉得很珍惜。
Then we will cherish all the commandments that he had given us.
我们不会把它当作一种束缚啊，觉得很不自由，好像是一种累赘，不会。
We will not deem those laws as a burden, as something that entangle us.
你看当时候摩西啊，他特别跟百姓强调，神所给我们这个律法是要做我们的产业，是让我们变得很丰富，在我们在这个世上变得很可以很满足。
Because at the time Moses he specially emphasized to the people that God gave us this law to be our heritage, to be our inheritance.
这个也成为百姓他们特殊的部分，跟其他的民的特殊的部分，说这些民真的是啊有智慧有聪明的。
And this is something that separates this nation from all the other nation, and this nation is very intelligent.
哦，他们所以你看神的选民为什么特别，是因为他们有这些神公义的律法。
And why is God's chosen people so special? That's because they have this law of God.
那个第四章哦，申命记第四章，他特别提到，这个就是我们在这个神的选民在万民眼前的一个智慧跟聪明啊。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 4, talk about this is how.
第四章第六节。
In chapter 4, verse 6.
你们要谨守遵行，这就是你们在万民眼前的智慧聪明。他们听见这一切的律，就说：“这大国人真是有智慧有聪明。”
And verse 6, therefore be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes, and saying, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people.
这是为什么？你看说神疼爱以后，他就把他这个话语给他们，让他们可以遵守，可以得福。
And that's why we say God adorned them, and then God gave them these words so that they can receive them and be blessed.
那这位神，他说，摩西特别说，是当王，是当我们的王。
And God, that Moses also said, this God will be our king.
哦，所以33章第五节是说，你看百姓的众首领，以色列众各支派一同聚集的时候，神在耶稣伦中作王。
So that's why in verse 5, and he was king in Jeshurun when the leaders of the people were gathered, or the tribes of Israel together.
好，这个就是神是当王，那王就是发号施令，所以现在这些百姓应该听他的命令啊。
And since God is the king of the people, then whatever he said, all the people should listen to him.
那这样的神是没有办法可以比的，是最特殊的。
And this kind of God is uncomparable, is the most special one.
他爱百姓就是要来帮助他的百姓。
He loves his people, so he wants to help them.
所以我们现在看33章的第26节。
Let's go to chapter 33, verse 26.
耶稣伦啊，就是以色列的另外一个名称，没有能比神的，他为了帮助你。他说他曾在天空啊，然后显其威荣，驾行穹苍。
And Jeshurun, which is the other name of Israel, 26, there's no one like the God of Jeshurun who rides the heavens to help you and in his excellency on the clouds.
这位神为了要帮助他的百姓，他说特别行在天空了。
And this God, because he wants to help his people, he rides the heavens to help them.
成为百姓的帮助。
To become help for them.
我们现在看一节，看诗篇六十八篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalm, chapter 68.
诗篇六十八篇。
Psalm 68.
在讲这个神驾行天穹苍哦，他这个六十八篇描写的最深入。
And it's talking over here is a detailed description how our God rides the heaven.
我们现在看32节。
Verse 32.
世上的列国啊，你们要向神歌唱。愿你们歌颂主。
32, sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Oh, sing praises to the Lord.
33节，歌颂那自古驾行在诸天以上的主，他发出声音，是极大的声音。
33, to him who rides on the heaven of heavens, which were of old, indeed he sends out his voice, a mighty voice.
34节
34,
你们要将能力归给神，他的威荣在以色列以上，他的能力是在穹苍。
Ascribe strength to God, his excellence is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds.
第35节
35,
神啊，你从圣所显为可畏，以色列的神是那将力量全能赐给他百姓的，神是应当称颂的。
35. O God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. Blessed be God.
这个就是神为了他的所爱的百姓所做的。
And this is what God had done for his people, his beloved people.
他赐给他们力量。
He granted them strength.
让那神为了帮助他们所施行的这一切都是让其他的列邦哦，目瞪口呆的了。
And all the things that God had performed for His people's sake, for all the other nations, they were very shocked.
让他们可以了解说，哇，这位神，这个全能的神，是成为这些以色列人的帮助。
So that they can understand that this Almighty God, is the help and assistance of Israel.
这样一个神要成为我们的避难所。
And this kind of God will be our refuge place.
我们看回来这边，生命记三十三章。第二十七节
Let's turn back to Deuteronomy 33 verse 27.
永生的神是你的居所，他永久的膀臂在你以下，他在你前面撵出仇敌，说毁灭吧。
27. The eternal God is your refuge. Underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, destroy.
是永生的神是成为我们的居所，就是我们的避难所，是我们可以躲避的地方呢。
And this eternal God become our refuge is somewhere that we can hide.
他的膀臂要把我们遮覆盖啊，所以我们在他里面得到保护。
His arms will overshadow us so that underneath him we can receive protection.
那这个第二十七节啊，他这一句永生神是你的居所，其实就是诗篇九十篇摩西他对神的祷告，他说神啊，愿你世世代代成我们的居所。
And over here, God, the eternal God is your refuge. This is also said by Moses. One is also in one of the songs of Moses. He said, God, you are my eternal refuge.
好，这个是诗篇九十篇的第一节那里他所说的主啊，愿你世世代代成为我们的居所。
And this is recorded in the book of Psalm, chapter 90, verse 1. He said to God, God, you are my eternal refuge.
这个是摩西的祷告啊。
And this is a prayer of Moses.
那这是他对神的认识。
And this is also his understanding of God.
因为在神底下，我们每一个人都可以得到保护，我们都可以很放心。啊，这个就是我的王，我的主，我的保护。
Because when we are underneath him, all of us can receive protection.
那 这样一个神，他是拯救者。
And this kind of God, he is our savior.
所以他既然是避难，是居所，是避难所，就是要把他们从这个患难当中把他救出来，把他放在自己的膀臂底下得保护嘛。
And since our God is a God of refuge, he will save his people from trouble and let them to be he will be a refuge place for his people.
在生命记里面我们看到，你看摩西他一再三的强调，他说你们一定要记住，你们以前在埃及是当奴隶的，现在神把用大能的手跟伸出来膀臂把你们救出来，这是拯救你们的主了。
And throughout the book, Moses keep on emphasizing, you have to remember, you were once slave in the land of Egypt, and it's through God's almighty hand, he had brought you out of that land.
没有神的这个拯救，你们永远都是在埃及当奴隶的。
Without the saving hand of God, you will forever be in Egypt as slaves.
那所以现在摩西 他的结论是说，以色列哪一个人哪一个民族像你这样子，有这样神把你们救出来。
Therefore, Moses' conclusion is that there is no other nation like you, Israel, whom God had brought you out of trouble.
那神给他们拯救离开埃及，不是只有这样子而已啊，不是说救出来那之后你们就看你们怎么办就怎么办啊，没有，神接下去还要不断的来帮助他们呢。
God not only saved the Israelites from the hand of Egyptians, later on he still continued to help them and guide them.
所以现在神带他们走这段旷野旅程，然后呢他们等一下要进入迦南地，要去面对这些迦南人去跟他们征战，神都一路要跟他们一起同在，然后为他们打仗得胜。
And from the time when Israelites were in the wilderness, God had guided them all the way till they're about to enter into the land of Canaan. God was still abiding them and also let them triumph over their enemies.
所以神对他们的拯救是一直持续下去的。
Therefore, God's saving grace for them continued.
好，那包括他们将来要去面对敌人打仗的时候，他们都不用害怕。
Including the future when they have to confront their enemies in battle, they do not have to be afraid.
好，我们现在看《生命记》二十章。
Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 20.
二十章第一节。
Chapter 20, verse 1.
第一节说：“你出去与仇敌征战的时候，你看见马匹车辆比你多的人民，不要怕他们，因为领你出埃及的主你的神与你同在。”
20 verse 1, when you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up from the land of Egypt.
第二节他说你们要上阵的时候，祭司要到百姓面前这样子宣告。
2. So it shall be when you are on the verge of battle that the priest shall approach and speak to the people.
第三节 3. 以色列人啊，你们当听，你们今日要将要与仇敌征战，不要胆怯，不要惧怕战惊，也不要因他们惊恐。
3. And he shall say to them, Hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint, do not be afraid, and do not tremble or be terrified because of them.
第四节说 4. 因为主你们的神要与你们同去，要为你们与仇敌征战，拯救你们。
4. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you.
我们就看到这一段、哦、神给他们的应许，这个就是持续下去的拯救。
From these verses we can see this is God's promise to them. This is the continued saving grace of God.
神要与他们同在。
God will abide with them.
他说神要把他们从这个仇敌的手中救出来的。
God will brought them away from the hands of their enemies.
所以今天你看，我们如果很了解神对我们的拯救、啊、
And today if we understand God's saving grace for us,
那这样子就没有仇敌在我们眼前让我们惧怕，我们也不会胆怯，我们一定可以、昂首挺身、面对这些征战。
We'll no longer be afraid or our heart will not faint when we encounter our enemies. We'll be able to be confident and stand straight.
那今天我们的敌人是谁？
And today, who is our enemy?
你看今天我们面对这个属灵的征战，仇敌就是魔鬼。
And today we're confronting the spiritual forces which this battle which is Satan.
我们靠着主耶稣基督，我们必然得胜。
And through by relying on Lord Jesus Christ, we will have victory in this battle.
那面对我们自己本身，你看我们肉体里面有情欲，这是我们的仇敌。
And when we are facing ourselves, we have lust, and this is our enemy.
主耶稣也要帮助我们，他说要与我们同在，我们面对仇敌不用胆怯，不用害怕，他要拯救我们。
But Lord Jesus Christ said to us, we do not need to be afraid because he will abide with us.
那面对我们这个肉体血肉之躯，我们这个仇敌可能就是我们的疾病，身上的疾病。
Or sometimes when we are facing our own body and our own enemy, that could be our illness.
那面对这个疾病，我们会不会胆怯，会不会害怕，会不会惊恐呢？
And will we be afraid or will we be threatened when we are facing this enemy of ourselves?
如果我们了解神对我们的拯救，我们就不害怕。
If we understand the salvation that God has given us, then we will not be afraid.
因为这里一直在强调神的应许，他说神必与我们同在，他要拯救我们。
Because here is emphasizing of on God's grace, on God's salvation that He will save us.
所以他拯救我们，就是拯救我们脱离死亡了。
He saved us from the hands of death.
他要拯救我们进入他的国度。
To save us so that we can enter into His kingdom.
所以我们面对这个。我们会老化，我们会身体衰败，这个事实我们不害怕。
And so, therefore, when we face the truth that one day we will be, our body will decay away, then even that will not be afraid.
因为我们用信心的眼睛，我们知道神与我们同在，他要带我们进入那永远的荣耀里。
Because we have faith that we believe that He will lead us and enter into His glory.
所以这个拯救、这个得胜是一直持续到进入神的国度的。
So his salvation and the salvation will continue, and he will lead us all the way into his kingdom.
所以神他 要救他所爱的这些百姓。
Therefore, God will save the people that He loved.
好，现在看回来三十三章。
Let's turn back to chapter 33.
第六节。
33 verse 6.
我们现在看摩西对这些支派他的祝福。
Let's look into Moses' blessing of each tribe.
那这些支派的祝福基本上就是我们今天要领受的福气了，也是一样的。
And the blessing that Moses had given to these tribes is also the blessing we'll receive today.
第六节说，愿流便存活，不致死亡；愿他人士不致稀少。
Verse 6, let Reuben live and not die, nor let his men be few.
今天我们如果敬畏神，我们必然存活了。
Today, if we fear the Lord, then we will for sure live.
我们如果把神抓住，我们不会死亡。
If we hold on to him, then we will not die.
那我们的子孙啊，一定会增多，也不会。人数稀少。
And our descendants will increase and multiply; it will not be few.
所以，因为当时候，你看那个流便呢，他在雅各的祝福里面呢，他特别强调他这个被情欲所困啊。他当时候有很多很不好的结果，但是这里摩西特别跟他祝福说啊，你不是人数稀少，你不会死亡，所以就是你会增多。
Because under the blessing of Jacob.Jacob mentioned how he was entangled by his lust. But over here, Moses said to them that Reuben will live and your men will not be few.
好，那第七节，他为犹大祝福。
Verse 7, he also blessed the tribe of Judah.
他求神俯听犹大的声音，引导他归于本族。
Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah and bring him to his people.
他曾用手为自己征战，你必帮助他攻击敌人。
Let his hands be sufficient for him, and may you be a help against his enemies.
这个犹大的意思就是赞美啊。
And Judah, the meaning of Judah is blessing.
所以他特别提到说，你看这个神的百姓对神的祝福，愿神俯听。所以当神侧耳听我们对他的赞美，那么我们蒙神喜悦，我们必然得到神额外的恩典。
And over here is talking about how Lord, please hear the blessing of Judah, and when God heed your blessing for him, then for sure you will receive the blessing as well.
他要帮助犹大攻击敌人。
And God will also help Judah against his enemies.
因为犹大支派哈，在民数记里面在描述他们在行军的时候，他们如果要出去跟敌人打仗，第一个出去的就是犹大。
And because throughout in the book described, every time when there is battle, the first tribe that go out will be Judah.
而且在行军里面，犹大支派走最前面。
And while they are walking toward their enemy, the tribe of Judah will be in the front of the line.
所以他们首先遭遇敌人。
So they will be the first one that confront their enemy.
那现在神，你看摩西跟他们祝福说：“你现在出去攻击敌人，你的赞美神听见，然后。”神必要帮助你攻击敌人、啊、所以他们用赞美得胜，他们用倚靠神，那神为他们征战。
And because they rely on God, they praise the Lord, so God will fight for them. That's why in here, this verse talk about how Lord will hear the voice of Judah and He will help you against your enemies.
所以你看，今天我们蒙神所拯救，我们的对神的赞美很重要。
Therefore, today we are saved by God, and our praises for Him is also very important.
这是神给他的百姓一个特殊的权利，我们可以用我们的声音大声的去赞美神，神俯听我们的赞美。你看，那我们在神眼中的那个地位跟神给我们的福气是有多少？
And this is a special right that God had given to His people, that His people can praise Him, and He will heed their praises.
所以我们对神赞美绝对不要吝啬，我们在唱诗的时候一定要。开口大声颂赞神。
Therefore, we shouldn't be stingy when we want to give praises to God. When we sing Him, we need to raise our voices and give praise to Him.
因为当我们在祷告、在唱诗的时候，我们用心大声赞美神的时候，这个就是我们得力量的一个方法。
And because when we pray or when we sing Him, when we give praises to God with our heart, then this is also the source of our strength.
好，这个是。对犹大的祝福了哈。
And this is his blessing to the tribe of Judah.
现在看第八节。
Let's go to verse 8.
论立位说，主啊，你的土民和乌宁都在你的虔诚人那里。
Verse 8, and of Levi, he said, let your Thummim and your Urim be with your holy one.
立位支派是被神特别选出来，代替以色列头生的来服侍神的人。
And the tribe of Levi is a special group of people To replace the firstborn, they are especially chosen to serve the Lord.
这个乌明跟土灵是当时候祭司用来求问神的旨意的这两个东西啊。
And Thummim and Urim are the objects that the priests used at the time to
求问神的旨意。
To seek the will of God.
他说他现在这两个东西，他说坐在你的虔诚的那里啊。
And now over here, describe both of these two things.Are with you.
所以今天如果我们今天被神拯救，我们愿意成为虔诚人，就是成为神的圣洁的民，那么神的旨意啊，就让我们明白，我们很容易的可以知道神要我们做什么。
And today we are saved, and if we are God's holy people, then God will let us know His will very clearly.
哦，那这个利未支派他们特别来用来服侍神的，那他这里有关于他们的服侍，特别强调第十节说。他们要将你的典章教训雅各，将你的律法教训以色列。
The tribal Levi are chosen to especially serve the Lord. That's why in verse 10 here mentioned, they shall teach Jacob your judgments and Israel your law.
他们把香来焚在你的面前。
They shall put incense before you.
把前生的燔祭献在你的坛上。
And a whole burnt sacrifice on your altar.
也就是说，他们是真的是用全心全意来服侍神的。
So truly, they worship the Lord with all their heart and all their soul.
照神的旨意
And according to the will of God, that's the way they serve the Lord.
又把神的这些律法、这些教训，让百姓都一起来听从、跟随。
At the same time, they also teach the people of Israel God's law and commandments.
那他们是服侍神，是尽心尽意，超越这些家庭亲情的这些关系的。
And they worship God with all their heart and all their soul, and that already surpass the love and dedication they have for their families.
所以第九节这里说，他论自己的父母说：“我未曾看见，他也不承认弟兄，也不认识自己的儿女。这是因利未人遵行你的话，谨守你的约。”
In verse 9, who says of his father and mother, I have not seen them, nor did he acknowledge his brothers or know his own children, for they have observed your word and kept your covenant.
第九节其实在强调这些立位他们的服事是超越这些家人，所以家人不会成为他们服事神的障碍。
Over here in verse 9 is emphasizing their heart of servitude, that their family will not become an obstacle.While they are serving the Lord.
因为真的，当祭司以后，他如果在神的那个圣殿里面服事啊，他这些亲家人啊、弟兄姐妹啊，甚至连如果是大祭司，连家人过世了，他都不能够离开。
Because once you become a priest, no matter whether it's your family, you should not
不能够因为什么事情就死亡、办丧事，然后就离开了。
Especially the high priest, even when there's funeral in your family, you cannot attend.
那个就是在强调他们服侍神的专心。
So it's talking about the total dedication they had in servitude.
那他们现在这样子服侍神，他说他们所做的事，神就悦纳。
So this is the way they serve the Lord, and God accept their servitude.
摩西对他们的祝福啊，看第十一节。
No, so let's look into Moses' blessing for them.
求神降福在他们的财务上，悦纳他手里所办的事。
11. Bless his substance, Lord, and accept the work of his hands.
今天你看神，他要接纳我们，真的用心、全心全意的去服侍他所做出的工作。
And today we want God to truly accept the work of our hands, the work that we did.With our totality.
所以今天我们你看神给我们这样一个这个应该是给我们特殊这个权利、啊、我们可以来服侍神真的要把握、啊、
And today God gave us this special privilege that we can serve him and we should hold on to this opportunity.
那如果我们看到这个利未摩西对利未这个祝福、啊、那我们应该要去掌握住今天如果我们能够用我们的生命来服侍神是最有意义的。
And according to Moses' Moses' blessing to the tribe of Levi, we should also hold on to this promise. If we have the chance to serve God with our life, then we should grasp on this opportunity.
其实我们的生活神要照顾的。
And because God, He will take care of our daily needs.
所以就不用太担心了。
So we do not have to worry about that.
今天有些人在服侍神的时候，就有些有时候会担心一些好像世上的东西。
And today, some people, while they were serving the Lord, they also worry about their substance.
但其实神会祝福。
But indeed, God will bless.
这个就是摩西他所讲的这段话是会实现的。
And this is spoken by Moses, and this will fulfill.
第十二节说
，Verse 12，
论便雅悯说，主所亲爱的必同神安然居住，神终日要遮蔽他，他也住在他两间之中。
The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him, who shelters him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders.
那这个因便雅悯支派，便雅悯是最小的儿子嘛。
And because Benjamin, he is the youngest son.
那便雅悯就是右手之子。
And Benjamin is the son of
the right hand.
The right hand.
那表示是有力的了。
And which means that is with strength.
那在这里他特别提到说。便雅悯是神所亲爱的要同神安然居住。
And here mentioned that Benjamin is a tribe beloved by the Lord and shall dwell in safety by him.
那时候是有一个，那是因为后来便雅悯支派他们所得到的土地，其中里面就包含耶路撒冷，这是为什么耶路撒冷城是大军的京城，在他们的土地里面。
And it's because later on the inheritance they received, including the city of Jerusalem.
那所以你看现在。我们是神所爱的人。
So today we are beloved people by God.
我们能够跟神一起同住了。
And we can dwell with him.
那我们跟神同住就蒙神保护。
And when we dwell with him, we will be under his protection.
所以你看特别强调说神终日遮蔽他住在他的两间之中。
And that's why in this verse mentioned that the Lord will shelter him all the day long and he shall dwell between his shoulders.
当一个人可以真的跟神一起居住的时候，你看接下去看第十三节以后有关于约瑟的祝福，就是天上地上所有的福气都是给他的。
And if indeed a person can be the one that live with the Lord, it's just like in verse 13 and on, the blessing for Joseph, that everything of the earth and in the heaven will be given to him.
这些宝物啊，这些precious thing， 就是这些宝物从天上的地上的山里面的地所产的通通都归到这些神所爱的人身上。
That all the precious things of heaven, all the precious things on this earth will be given to the people.
然后还不止这样子。
And that's not, that does not,
第十六节说
In verse 16，
得地里其中所充满的宝物并住在荆棘中上主的喜悦。
With the precious thing of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush.
最后还是得到神特别的喜爱。如果一个人是蒙神喜悦，你告诉他的福气永远用不完的。
And they will be especially loved by the Lord. The blessing will be never ending.
所以你看这里，你看到这些福气，这个都是要给我们的。
And all these blessings is also for us.
好，我们如果继续往下看，看这个每一个支派。摩西他所论到这些福气，其实都是要让我们来承受。
And that's continue reading the chapter. If we continue to read the chapter, all these blessings spoken by Moses are also blessing for us.
不管是我们在事业上的做什么样的事业都没有关系的。
And it doesn't matter what kind of career or occupation we are in.
或者是我们面对什么样的仇敌，也一定可以胜利的。
Or what kind of enemies we are fighting against.
那最后你会看，那看到你看第二十三节那里说。
In verse 23.
拿弗他利亚他说：“你足沾恩惠，其实就是饱受恩宠啊，满得神的福。”
23. And of Naphtali, you will be satisfied with favor and full of the blessings of the Lord.
所以你看，当我们可以真的是感受到说神他把所有的福气都给我们，真的我们在我们的这个生活里面，我们会觉得哇，有神真好，真的是很满足。
If we can truly experience all the blessings of God, in our daily life, then we'll be able to really give thanks to Him and feel very fulfilled. We'll feel very content.
当我们都感受到神对我们的祝福的时候
，and when we be able to experience the blessings of God,
我们是有福的人哦。
And we are the blessed one.
那我们的日子如何？我们的力量就是，我们就生活上都充满能力。
And what kind of life we live, that's where we receive strength, and we will be strengthened day by day.
最后看二十五节。
Lastly, let's go to verse 25.
他说你的门栓是铜的，是铁的，你的日子如何，你的力量也必如何。
25, your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As your days, so shall your strength be.
这里你的 门栓这里特别有一个注解是说你的鞋子，或者是说你的鞋子。所以你的鞋子是铜的，是铁的，是有能力的，到处去通通没有一个地方是把你堵住，你都可以跨过去的，得胜的。
And because you wear sandals that's iron and bronze, there's nowhere you cannot go.
神要带领你走一切路。
Then God, he will lead you through all kinds of paths.
你的日子如何，你的力量就如何。
As your days, so shall your strength be.
今天如果我们感受到我们是蒙神所祝福，我们是神所拯救的百姓。
Today, if we truly can feel that we are blessed by God and we are saved by Him.
我们的日子是充满恩典，我们在这个生活当中，我们就充满能力，不管面对什么事情，我们都知道怎么解决。
As our days are filled with grace, our life is also filled with strength that will be able to.
我们都可以解决任何问题的。
No matter what kind of trouble we are meeting, we'll be able to solve them.
我们真的是充满喜乐，我们就是真的像摩西所说的充满喜乐了。
And just like how Moses described, our life will be filled with joy.
最后来看诗篇九十篇。
Lastly, let's turn to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90.
十三节。
Verse 13.
第十四节，十四节。
Verse 14.
求你使我们早早饱得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
十五节。
15.
求你照你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil.
这是神要赏赐我们的日子，是要让我们真的在生活当中充满喜乐。
And this is the kind of life that God wanted to grant us, so that in our daily life we can be filled with strength and joy.
那我们一起来这样子跟神歌颂。我们是蒙神拯救的人，是有福的。
Together, let us praise God that we are the beloved one. We are the blessed one. We are the blessed one.
我们来唱诗149首。